A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I hope you've been following Chip Williams throughout the pre-draft process into the NBA draft days one and two, because he's done a phenomenal job. He's an NBA draft analyst. He does some work for Bluff City Media. He is on X at Chip Williams Jr. Chip, what's happening, brother? How are you?
Man, Gabe, I'm doing great. How are you? I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We have a first-timer. Now, let's do it. Let me start here. 20,000-foot view. You end up with Zach Edey, Jalen Wells, Cam Spencer. What do you think of this draft all said and done? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, to me, I tweeted this, and this is kind of how I feel. This just feels like Kleiman and the Grizzlies front office, like an old school, we're just going to take awesome basketball players, guys who are highly productive in college, who have translatable skills to the NBA, and we're going to bet on that. Like, similar bets they made with Vince Williams, Desmond Bane, Santi Aldama, Xavier Tillman. Like, a lot of the picks where you were like, oh, wow, the Grizzlies found a real player in the second round. That's what it feels like they did. And then, obviously, with Edey, the big guy, that's the swing for, the starting center, someone with a fairly high upside. But, again, was just a hyper-productive college player, one of the most productive college players ever. So, yeah, just like old school, you know, draft Twitter favorite.
Right.
Everyone likes it. That's what this feels like, man.
Yeah, now Zach Edey, polarizing prospect. I don't have to tell you that. And I think based on the way you've talked about him, I think you had him as number 10 on your big board. So he got drafted at number 9. He was number 10 on your big board. You didn't think it was some type of ridiculous overdraft or overvaluing of him. How much concern do you have about him translating to the NBA? Because his style of basketball, you know, dump it into the blender, let him go cook at the rim, sort of slow pace that Purdue played, it's going to have to be a complete reshuffling for him, a complete learning process to get into the NBA with this Grizzlies team who gets up and down the floor. And he's not going to be a guy seemingly who's going to be the focal point offensively, because they have three of those already.
Yeah, so it took me a while to get on board with Edey. I think it was sometime in May that I had some conversations with some people whose basketball opinion I really respect, and I knew that they were high on Edey. And I kind of debated them. And they really opened my eyes to the path of Zach Edey as a role player in the NBA versus this, you know, throw the ball in the post, let him shoot 20 times a game. Just a style of basketball that we haven't seen in the NBA really in a long time. So what I kind of took away from some of my conversations and then going back and watching a lot of his stuff was he's an elite rebounder. He's probably the best screen setter I've seen in several drafts. Just the fact that he's, you know, when he puts his shoes on, he's 7'5", 300 pounds with a 7'11 wingspan. That's a lot of man to get around on a screen. And then I think this one is sometimes overlooked, is that he played 32 minutes a game.
Yes.
And he was by far the highest usage guy on Purdue. He's touching the ball every single time. It's not like he's just standing in the corner as a floor spacer playing 32 minutes a game. He's that size, high usage, and doesn't foul out, doesn't seem to have any conditioning problems. So if he's just elite at those three things, setting screens, rebounding, and always a reliable guy who's not going to tire, that's a rotation player in the NBA. Then you add the fact that he's one of the most prolific post scorers in the history of college basketball and one of the most impactful players in the history of college basketball, and your mind can start to go to some places where you put him on the floor with a bunch of floor spacers and a bunch of guys who are really good at passing the ball, then, wow, like, where can this go? Where exactly does this lead? But I buy the floor of this is a big who fits a lot of the needs the Grizzlies have, and he just, frankly, makes a lot of sense from that standpoint.
Now, let's rewind to when you weren't on the Zach Edey sort of train. Obviously, it sounds like you had to get there having conversations. When you weren't on the sort of Zach Edey bandwagon, what were your biggest concerns? What would keep you at that point from taking him at number nine?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think it's probably not that dissimilar from some of the negative stuff you've heard since the pick was made and leading up to the process, right? Like, how's he going to defend in space? What's it going to look like if teams in the playoffs are hunting him in mismatches on pick and rolls and stuff like that? Can he move well enough to get up and down the floor and kind of play the modern game? And I think some of those questions are very real. But if you look at his fit specifically with the Grizzlies, so let's say that he does have some problems defending in space from time, or teams are constantly throwing him in pick and rolls. Well, the guy that he's going to be playing next to in the front court won Defensive Player of the Year a couple seasons ago,
yep,
and is pretty good at cleaning up a lot of that stuff because he's familiar with playing with guys who sometimes get beat, and he's right there to clean all that stuff up. So from a fit perspective defensively, I think that it doesn't entirely wipe out that question, but you at least feel a lot better about that. And then I think I just got to a place where I focused on what he does elite versus what maybe the questions are, and I landed at this guy's going to be a productive NBA player.
Yeah, and I'll say this, like, if you're talking about him in general and just sort of the givens, the non-negotiables, what you know he can give you, rebounding and screen setting. And really, that checks probably two of two boxes that the Grizzlies were looking for in a center of the future.
No, exactly. And like, he's elite at both of those things, right? I think the big question is, so we know he's going to be able to screen and create space for Ja, for Bane, for Gigi, possibly even Jaren, like some 4-5 pick and roll stuff is very interesting to me. But once, so let's just think about this, right? So he sets a screen for Ja. We know that Ja is so good at getting to the basket, creating for others, whatever, you know, he just does Ja stuff, right? Mm-hmm. He's a magician when he gets in the pick and roll. So if you're a team defending that, all right, let's say you switch it. And so all of a sudden, now Zach Edey is being guarded by a guy who's, what, maybe 6'5 at best?
Yep.
Well, good luck stopping him from getting to the basket and finishing. Let's say you run a second player at him and double it to make him pick up the dribble. Well, then you've got Desmond Bane, Vince Williams, Luke Kennard, Jaren Jackson, all spotting up, all very capable shot makers. I think that's a big swing skill for him, is what does that look like now that he has teammates very capable of making shots? What's that passing look like? I think he's a high IQ player. I think he makes quick reads, but we just didn't see him do that a lot at Purdue because he was always so close to the basket and he was always able to just finish over. So that is another question, but I buy him being able to develop that because he's made so many improvements to his game from the first 2 years to the last two.
All right, now they have three rookies, and right now, like, I think they have 14 guys on the active roster, and then you have Lamar Stevens that's floating out there. This is going to be an interesting roster crunch, and I wonder how they go about, you know, handling this. I'd imagine one of Jalen Wells or Cam Spencer will be on a two-way. I think they want to keep Scottie Pippen Jr. on a two-way. Like, how do you imagine this sort of playing out, or do you have really any idea at this moment?
Yeah, it's fascinating, right? And this is just kind of step one of the offseason, that you've got the free agent period coming up. You've got, obviously, trades that can be executed, you know, starting now all the way through the training camp period. But I'm with you. I think the Cam Spencer is almost certainly going to take one of those two-way spots. What they do with those remaining is a question. You know, does Trey Jameson, you know, adding Zach Edey, maybe he's not quite the need that he once was. My guess is that Jalen Wells is going to be on the active roster. It's possible that he takes a two-way, but just my guess, the you know, you draft a guy in the 30s, that's typically someone you give an NBA contract to. So it is, man, it was already a tight roster, and now you're bringing in three rookies. So it's they've got some real decisions to make over the next month.
And then outside of the rookies, I think that another big, a vet big, is probably on the horizon.
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, the way that Zach Kleiman talked about it, it would not surprise me if Zach Edey is your opening day starter as a big. But I think they would like to have another, you know, quote-unquote traditional big. Someone who can play the center position, who's got the 7-foot-plus size. Because if Edey were to go down, now you're looking at, does Jaren play the five? Brandon Clark, we know he's effective at that, but he's still 6'8". He's going to struggle against some guys that are quite a bit bigger. So I agree with you. It makes some sense to add one more veteran big to the roster.
Yeah, and I wonder what happens with Zaire. From what I hear, they've been trying to make some moves to get Zaire up out of there to try to free up a roster spot. But I don't know if they've had a whole lot of success at it. But, Chip, this was beautiful stuff, man. I appreciate it. You've done a great job through the NBA draft process. And hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Man, thanks so much. Anytime. Pleasure's all mine.
Yes, sir. That is Chip Williams, at Chip Williams Jr. on X. He's really good at basketball talent identification. He's an NBA draft analyst, does some really good work with Bluff City Media. Chip's phenomenal, man. Chip's awesome. Chip's awesome.
It always makes me feel better when Chip, Harrington, and Parker are all happy with the Grizzlies' choice. That makes me feel better.
And just so we're clear, Chip's big board that he put out, he had Zach Edey at number 10, so getting him at number 9 is not a massive reach. And then those two second-round picks. He had Jalen Wells as his 27th-ranked guy. They got him at 39. And Cam Spencer as his 46th-ranked guy. They got him at 53. So, per Chip's board, pretty good value out of this draft, you know, as opposed to some of the outside thought with Zach Edey in particular. Pretty good value for the Grizzlies, according to Chip.
Pretty good.
And I do agree with his just the 20,000-foot view question. They just went out of their way, and this has sort of been the thought process behind Zach Kleiman since he's taken over. Find hyper-productive guys that have good sort of basketball IQ, basketball knowledge, and pretty high character for the most part. That's just sort of what they did this draft. All three guys fit directly into that category of Grizz guy under Zach Kleiman.
I can't wait to see Cam Spencer screaming at people in South Haven.
Oh, that'll
South
be fun.
Haven. It's
going to
be
that'll
great.
That'll be fun. And I wonder about him, man. I think there's an outside shot that he can really turn into a nice role player at some point.
I like the swing on him. It's really good value where they got him. And it does sound like Wells will probably be on the roster. Harrington is also saying that his prediction would be Wells is on the roster, Spencer on the two-way.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.